Macmillan Audio presents Repo Madness by W. Bruce Cameron. Read for you by R.C. Bray. For Amy and Julie, who have always been so supportive of their baby brother. Prologue. Gary Bruner drove his panel van down to the Ironton ferry docks the Friday after Thanksgiving, under the assumption that he would be free from harassment there. Harassment of the police kind. That's how he resentfully defined the two incidents when he'd been pulled over and had his pot confiscated, even though he'd escaped arrest both times. Police harassment. All he was doing was smoking marijuana, which he did nearly every day of his life, and then he gets harassed for it. Gary Bruner was sometimes known by his nickname Burner. He'd forgotten who gave him that name, or, to be truthful, why. The panel van had belonged to a painter in its former life, and splatters of latex, egg white and orange parrot and hazy lilac, still riotously decorated the windowless interior. Gary thought it looked festive, and sometimes pictured himself cutting out pieces of the vehicle with a torch and framing them and selling them as art for thousands of dollars. But that would mean locating a torch and deciding which pieces and all that, which felt like a lot of work to Gary. Besides, then his van would have all these holes in it. But what made the van really special were the four theater seats to which he'd helped himself when the Star Movie House closed several years ago. They were folding chairs, burgundy velvet, where not worn to shiny black leather, and he'd bolted them to the wooden floor of the van after using liberal amounts of duct tape to repair the puncture wounds in the cushions. Two people were sitting in the seats now, a woman named Sharon, who looked to be maybe 22 years old, and Gary's friend Mick, who at 24 was a year younger than